This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and it's that time of the week where we welcome back to the WEMU live phone line during the pandemic, Russ Collins. Russ is executive director of the Michigan State Theaters in Ann Arbor and serves as my co-host for Cinema Chat. And Russ, it's been a long time coming, but I'm guessing you are ready to go.
About 7 months ago, the State of Michigan Theaters and all the theaters and movie palaces around the state of Michigan have closed down, and we here in the southern part of the state have permission to open up, and we're going to open up very carefully, actually quite slowly, and with very, very limited capacity, but we're happy to welcome the public back for anyone who wants to come on down. We've tried to make it very, very safe. We're going to have everybody wear masks. Concessions will be sold as you leave, so that it will encourage folks to, again, wear masks. We've got special ticketing software that will socially distance people, but it'll still allow you to sit with your family or your date or your husband or wife if you're coming to the theater. And we've got a program of films that we think are really important. Also, we're going to be bringing in 100% outside air, again, to dampen down anything that may be floating around in the air, and lots of other safety features that we've put in place, and we're looking forward to welcoming people back. But again, capacity is going to be very limited.
There's been quite an investment in making sure that those safety protocols are in place, correct?
Yes, we've put up guards. We've made alterations to our heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system so we can bring in 100% outside air. We've got social distancing markings throughout the theaters. We've made sure that there's even social distancing in the restrooms to make everybody as safe as possible. And we're going to be at 20% or less capacity in the theaters. And we're not even opening up all the theaters. On Friday and Saturday, we're going to show film at the State. And then on Sunday and Tuesday being our special number day, we're opening up the Michigan Theater for this first week because we really want to try to get it right as best we can and make it safe for everybody coming on down.
So there'll be a lot of assessment after each showing and then, of course, the sanitization process before the next movie.
That's right. And there's only one screening per day. And what we do know is the virus doesn't survive very well unless it has a host. And so when you have hours and hours and hours between the time a space is used, besides the physical cleaning that you do with fresh outside air and time, it again makes things as safe as possible. So we're going to keep that up for as long as we can. In the following week, a week from this Friday, we'll actually have the State Theater open on Friday and Saturday, and then the State will continue to be open on Sunday and Tuesday, and the Michigan will be open on Sunday and Tuesday as well. By the time we get to Halloween, we're thinking we're going to be able to open both theaters, but again, for only one, both theaters simultaneously, for 4 or 5 days. But again, we're safety protocols are the things that are really important. There's not much money in it for us, but we hope to provide an opportunity for some little touch of normalcy in terms of going out. There are restaurants available and open in downtown Ann Arbor that have a lot of outdoor seating and again, socially distanced seating. So again, if you're careful, if you're a mask wearer, if you're someone who is looking to get out of the house just a little bit, we're going to have some stuff for you to do, and I hope that it's really appealing. But we know it's not for everybody, so we're going to still be doing virtual cinema as well.
While the Michigan and State Theaters are preparing to reopen on a limited basis, there is talk across the industry of commercial theater operators shutting down their U.S. operations.
Well, many of them have been open for several weeks at this point, not in Michigan, but around the country. About 70% of theaters were open. And when one of the large chains, which most people would know as a Regal theater, we don't have a lot of Regal theaters in Michigan, but They were the biggest American chain, and they were bought out by a European company called Cineworld. And Cineworld has closed the Regal theaters in the United States and their theaters in the UK. The primary reason for that is that limited capacity makes earnings very, very difficult. But most particularly in the commercial cinema world, there's not any product available, or there's not very much.
Everything's being put off a year.
Several months or a year, sometimes more. So that's what's driving the commercial theaters. Most of the chains at this point are staying open. But as a specialty film theater, there's a lot of different kinds of things that we can do, from independent films or films that are both at theaters and streaming, which a lot of commercial theaters won't do. So we're looking to be open on a very limited basis. If you're a commercial theater, the distributors demand that you're open 7 days a week. And so we didn't feel comfortable being open 7 days a week. We thought our customers would like an opportunity to come out, but again, kind of testing the waters and seeing how it's going. So we're only opening a few days a week, and a commercial theater really can't do that. But a community-supported theater like the Michigan Theater or a community-supported radio station like WEMU, we have different kinds of options for what we do, and we hope that we've created a very, very safe environment for folks. With some programming that I think is really, really appealing.
And let's talk about that in just a minute. I do want to remind you, this is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. The other voice you hear is Russ Collins, who runs the Michigan and State Theaters in downtown Ann Arbor, just about to reopen. And, Russ, and a former editor of the Michigan Daily and Ann Arborite, Tom Hayden, will be a part of the reopening film for you.
That's right. It's called The Trial of the Chicago Seven. It's an Aaron Sorkin film. So, Jeff Daniels' good friend, Aaron Sorkin's just not in this film. But yes, you're right. The Michigan Daily editor and U of M grad Tom Hayden will be played by Eddie Redmayne, a British actor, but I'm sure he'll do a great job doing a Midwest college student. Mm-hmm. And Sacha Baron Cohen plays the Yippie leader, Abby Hoffman. Michael Keaton plays Ramsey Clark, who prosecuted the case of the Chicago Seven back in 1969. And Bobby Seale is represented by Yahya Abdul-Mateen, a really excellent actor. And Franklin Gela, the 82-year-old actor, plays the antique judge that presided over the Chicago Seven trial, called Judge Hoffman, which is kind of ironic that it's the same name, not related to Abby Hoffman, but two sides, two different, very different spirits.
Very different.
Same name. And it's a brilliant piece. It's gotten great, great reviews. It's both a capturing of a particular time in history, but it's also very resonant with the Black Lives Matter kind of protest. There were very genuine issues that were being dealt with back in 1968 and 1969 when the Chicago Seven were protesting at the Democratic Convention, and then the trial that was really a trumped up kind of deal. But Aaron Sorkin has done a brilliant job of both capturing the era, but also making it relevant to our time as we think about social change and social justice as we move forward with our society. So I'm very excited about Trial of the Chicago Seven, and we've gotten a good response so far. Again, very limited attendance, so if you want to come, get your tickets in advance. And then at the Michigan, so the Trial of the Chicago Seven is going to be at the State Theater on Friday and Saturday, and then on Sunday and Tuesday, we're playing The Personal History of David Copperfield, which is the Armando Iannucci film, based on the Charles Dickens novel of by the name of David Copperfield. Dev Patel stars as David Copperfield. And again, this film has gotten excellent, excellent reviews. But we're only doing it this couple days, on Sunday afternoon and then Tuesday evening. And we're also showing at the Michigan Theater in the screening room 40-year-old Virgin. Now, this is Virgin, not Virgin.
It is not Steve Carell.
That's right. And it's a Sundance hit that was put together and stars Rada Blank. And Rada Blank plays she's a writer. In real life, she's a writer. But she plays a playwright who just can't get produced. And she's emerging from her her 30-somethings into her 40-year-old birthday. And she just is having a tough time. She's a university professor that teaches writing. And this is an excellent, excellent piece, and I hope people come to it. It's a great piece. It really got us buzz at Sundance. So next week, we're looking to do Bill Murray's new film, On the Rocks, as well as The Billionaire, and a documentary about Gary Chapin called When in Doubt, Do Something. We've also got Virtual Cinema, which we've got a film called Once Upon a River that our curator really, really likes. So go check that out. We're opening Angie, which is about Agnes Dunn, who was an art collector and a real dynamic social activist.
Lots of movies to choose from on Virtual Movie Palace, and for the first time in 7 months, on limited capacity, the Michigan and State Theaters will be open. Go to our website to find out more at WEMU.org. And for Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond.
See you at the movies.